Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Last one of the week. Tomorrow you can email talk at beat102103.com. Hi, Niall Show. Can you tell me...
Sorry, I just said morning.
Hi, Niall Show. Can you tell me what you think of the girl I'm seeing's antics? I haven't had a girlfriend in 2 years and I was starting to think I was a bit of a lost cause. Aww. So this girl fancying me and wanting me to go out with her made me feel good. She's really good looking. But this has happened twice now. First time we went out for dinner, I brought her to a restaurant and she came across a bit rude, but I tried not to focus on it too much. When we were finished our mains and they took a bit long to clear the table because they were busy, she clicked her fingers to get one of the waiters' attention.
No.
I've never seen this. I was a bit embarrassed by what happened. Like, I can't believe she clicked her fingers. Then last night she came over to mine and I cooked. When we were finished, she stared at me and I didn't know what it was about. She kept staring and then she pointed at her plate as if to say, "Remove it." She was basically saying that I needed to clean up after her. She didn't move from the table and I just served her. I'm not sure if I'm being harsh. I want to treat her well, but is she rude or is this the way I need to treat a girl?
Oh, I think, bless you, I think this is really sweet because you haven't been out with somebody for a while and you obviously really like her and you want to really like her and you think this is the start of something great. But I have to say, I don't know if I've ever been in the company of somebody who's actually done that. And I think it wouldn't make a difference to me if it was, you know, like somebody that I was working with or somebody that I was going out with or a friend or whatever. It's just not acceptable. Like, there's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for that kind of behavior. And I think she's kind of shown you who she is as a person. Yep. And then with the, like, sitting at your table and waiting for, go way out of that. Like, you've served her a dinner and she's only going to get up if you've taken your plate away. I really think that, like, and I'm being genuinely honest, I know how difficult it is to meet somebody and to find somebody that you like and you get on with. And I think you're in that position where you just really want to meet somebody. But please don't think that it's okay for someone to treat other people like that or to treat you like that, because she's done to you what she did to the people in the restaurant. And
bar clicking the fingers, and because she may as well have.
Because you think that you're, you know, you want to be with her and you think she's lovely and she's really hot and everything. There's no amount of hotness that makes up for somebody being that rude to people. The restaurant thing would really, like, I would have to say that would just be a kind of red flag for me. I would just be like, I'm out. I don't want to be around somebody that would treat other people like that. We're all the same. We all deserve to be treated with the same respect. And unfortunately, you know, not being with someone for a while, you're maybe thinking, will I let this go? No, you deserve better than that. And I think, you know, by writing to us, I think you realise that this behaviour needs to be called out, but you're also a bit like, oh, please tell me that it's not that bad.
It is that bad.
Yeah, she's a princess. Yeah. She's always wanted to be treated like a princess. You've got to decide, are you capable of living with that? Most of us wouldn't be. Whatever about what happened in your own kitchen, okay? That, as you said, the treating service staff like dirt is just an absolute no-no.
It's a big thing.
It'd be different, wouldn't it? Like, when I always laugh, I think, when I go to my mum and dad's house, my dad is so cute. Like, he will come over and he'll take the plate away even before you're finished. You're like, you're done with that? Because he'd be on, like, he'd be doing the washing up or whatever. But that's not what happened here. Like, you had brought her into your home and she sat there and expected a certain way expected to be treated a certain way. Imagine that life. That's not a life.
Yeah, you'd be a waiter for her forever. No. Right, quick thoughts. 085-102-9103. Craig says, send her packing, no time for rudeness. Click back at her, see how she reacts to it. Click at the sink, tell her she has to wash up because you cooked. It wouldn't even faze her. Just straight out gone. Bye bye, princess.
Kieran said, nah pal, no matter what you think you're worth more. It's an absolute confidence crusher when you're waiting for so long for that person to come along and then this happens. Don't settle. You will spend the rest of the relationship making excuses for her. just so you're not on your own. Convincing yourself it's fine. It's not. Love thyself, brother.
Good words, Kieran. Similar point from Lauren this morning. She says, it's so hard to meet people these days and you do kiss a lot of frogs along the way. Please, please, please do not settle for this girl. She's rude. She'll expect you to do everything for her. Release her off to someone else and continue to look for the right girl. And I just want to read Richie, who's a different perspective. He says, I'll play devil's advocate here. We all know meeting someone new brings out a nervous, anxious, weird energy, and we all express it in different ways. So I'd advise him to sit her down, name these behaviours to her that don't align with her values, make her aware it's disrespectful, and if they continue, it's not going to work. If she truly wants to be with you, she'll listen and change her ways. And if she continues, well, she can put her Nike on her bikey and keep on pedaling.
Do you know what? I actually really respect that approach in terms of calling somebody out on a behaviour rather than just shutting them down. Like, you might still find,
and I do think it's difficult after two dates to have that kind of an honest conversation with somebody.
It's a bit intense.
Yeah, but I think your personality is flawed.
Yeah,
you know, it's very early.
But no, it's not your personality. You don't approach it from that, but you say, look, I was really kind of taken aback by a couple of things that have happened, and I just want to know what you're taking. Is that the way that you think it's okay to behave? Or if you do, I would struggle with that. But I like the fact that Richie's saying don't cut it off, because to be honest, and I'm the most positive person, but I just would find it hard to get past it. Tina, you have worked in the hospitality industry. You've seen it all. Have you had the dreaded clicked fingers?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Several, many over the years, but they've always just been left waiting that extra long. It's like, sorry, don't click your fingers at me. I've seen you. I've made note of when you came in. And to get the finger click, some of them just, it's that they don't have the patience to wait. So it's like click. And like, you could be after giving them a hand up to say, I'll be with you in a second, and they'd still click their fingers. So then I just leave them. Somebody else comes in after them, they get served, and then they're sitting waiting, they're looking. And then to the table, they would like, oh, well, I've here before. I said, yeah, but they weren't fingers.
Oh, so, you'd say it. You'd call them out.
I mean, like, oh, absolutely. Straight to the point, straight off. You know, I mean, as I said, there's ignorance in some people will never be used. So you're better off to call that out and accept it.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
and
you.
For that emailer, I just think that if she can be that rude to him in a restaurant full of people, she'd be like, if they were ever to move in together.
Yeah,
no, it's a very fair point.
Tina,
I'm sorry that
great.
That happened to you, but I do, I'm glad to hear that you were able to stick up for yourself in that situation.
Oh, no, we would call that character building where I'm from.
Tina, you're a legend. Thanks
have
for chatting
day,
to us this
darling.
Morning. Have a good
day. Dropped her a few times there.
Let's get a couple of the voice notes in on this then. We'll start with Joe.
Hi guys, the clicking fingers at the restaurant thing was bad enough, but to treat him like that, she does not respect him. She's not looking for a partner, she's looking for a servant, and he deserves better. I mean, I don't know the guy, but he deserves better. Nobody deserves to be treated that badly.
Yeah.
She doesn't respect him, and he needs to walk away. He needs to be happy in himself, and it's better to be happy single than miserable with someone.
Yes, okay. Girl.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Girl.
Scream it. Yeah. And we'll finish with Quiva.
Guys, morning. Qui here in Carlo. Daily Dilemma. Red flags, lad. Run, run, run. The moment somebody is in any way rude to serving staff, that's major red flags, because it tells you how they view those people. They view themselves better than those people. It's just no. And the fact that she did that to you in your own like place after you cooked. Oh my God. Red flags. Run a mile. Best of luck with it all, hon. Bye.
Thanks,
Kiva. Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk@beat102103.com.